Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The great Daryl Ryder joins us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, hello.
Well, let's get philosophical on a Friday. To stink or not to stink? That is the question.
I think they're going to stink. Daryl, how do you... JK, LOL, there's a path. There's a gleam, man. I will ask you, what's your read on this Baltimore game?
Well, I kind of feel like it's going to be similar to the first one. I don't feel like that the Ravens are just going to come in here and run the Browns out of the building right out of the gate. I think that they'll be competitive like they've been in many games this year. And it was one of the focuses of today's YouTube Brownie Bites, the fact that, you know, they typically get to the third and fourth quarters with it being a one-score game. The problem is then they get the boots put to them after that. They've absolutely been destroyed this year in the fourth quarter, 61-39, and they've been outscored 116-70 in the second half altogether. It's not so much that they're getting blown out from the outset; they're getting blown out in the second half of these games. So. I think that it'll be a competitive game, but I don't know if they've got enough to finish off a win against a surging Ravens team who has Lamar Jackson back. And as Jim Harbaugh said today, he is a full go Sunday at 4:25.
Well, you said it's like the first meeting back in week two in that Ravens game. Dylan Gabriel did come off the bench. Will Shedeur Sanders come off the bench in this one to have a repeat performance of the backup quarterback seeing playing time?
I don't think so. I don't get the sense that the Browns are in any hurry to put Shedeur Sanders on the field right now. Kevin Stefanski was asked today for another update. I posted the video on X of his response as far as Shedeur's practice reps. He's still not getting first-team reps, which tells me they're not really preparing this guy to play in the same fashion that they prepared Dylan Gabriel to play. And I realize that you watch Dylan Gabriel, it doesn't look like he was prepared to do much of anything, but they did this offseason during OTAs, the minicamp, and then obviously during training camp. You know, they made an effort to get Dylan Gabriel ready to play. They're not doing the same thing for Shedeur Sanders. So I think that there's only one path for Shedeur Sanders to see the field on Sunday against the Ravens, and I don't think that has to do with the scoreboard.
Daryl, what do a final eight games of this season look like, a successful final eight games of this season look like for Kevin Stefanski?
They win some games, fewer breakdowns in all three phases. We've seen, obviously, plenty of those. Listen, I thought coming into the season, Nick, even with the quarterback situation being what it was, that I felt like 5-6 wins was not unreasonable. Doubling your win total from the previous season, not unreasonable. The problem is you blew the opportunity last week to pick up a win. You got Tennessee. You still have the Raiders on the schedule. But that loss to the Jets gives me some pause about the plausibility of them going to Vegas and winning or beating the Titans. So, Jimmy Haslam said before the season they got to win more games than he did a year ago. So they got to at least, I think, get two, maybe three more victories and I don't even think you can call it a success. There is no metric, I think, available that could call this season a success for the Browns. It is unfortunately yet another, the 21st by my count, abject failure, if not more. Actually, it's more than that because actually 23rd abject failure since 1999.
I thought Miles was kind of toeing the company line today. He brought up like being competitive and wanting to something. He mentioned something about the playoffs at one point, even, and it was
He did. He broke out the P word. Yeah,
it was like Miles. A very interesting tactic by Miles. How did you see it today?
Yeah, it was cute. He thinks they can win out. That did lift my spirits on a Friday afternoon. I needed a good laugh, and that almost gave it to me because there's no chance they're winning out. But I think that if you're in Miles' shoes, you have to think in those terms. You can't sit there and even if you think it, you can't verbalize it that your season is over. So, I thought he did a good job to towing the company line, as you put it, Jonathan. I think that's the best way you can put it, because you have to be deliriously optimistic to believe that this team can play themselves back into playoff contention.
Daryl, one of the things we talked about is the idea that some people just don't see the building going on. They just see the losing going on.
Yeah.
And I think some of that's the way this thing is structured. Elite defense, but just putrid offense.
Yeah.
If the inverse was true, if it was a elite offense but putrid defense, do you think people would have more patience with the way this thing is set up?
Yeah, because it's more entertaining. There is no entertainment value with what is going on right now outside of counting how many sacks Myles Garrett is racking up. That is your entertainment value right now. So I mentioned this on the midday show yesterday. I feel like that the Browns are fighting a couple of battles on different fronts here. They're fighting the eternal battle of trying to find a franchise quarterback, right? They're also fighting trying to develop young talent. Also, at the same time, they're fighting to have their fans remain patient. And you've been asking, and it's not just this regime, it's every regime that has preceded this one that has asked fans to be patient. Hey, there's going to be some pain with losing, but it's going to deliver sustained success. The problem for the Browns is they have never delivered anything for their fans since 1999 that resembles sustained success. Now, you thought that that might be on the way after the whole 4-44, 1-31 debacle, right? With all those picks that Paul DePodesta and company helped assemble. But it didn't result in that. There was no payoff for fans. And I think that that is a major problem for this organization right now. They should be honest, but they're not going to be. And asking for fans' patience as they try and figure this whole thing out. The problem is you and others have been asking this fan base to be patient since 1999, and none of you have delivered on your promise. And so that's what I think at the root of the anger and the frustration that Browns fan has right now.
Daryl, Alex Wright, Devin Bush, Malik Collins, Ronnie Hickman, all these guys are having, in my opinion, career years. And I feel like with Jim Schwartz, we constantly have this conversation where it's like, oh, wow, he's really getting the best out of this guy. Didn't see that coming. Also, this guy seems to be great. This one, wow, this guy's incredible. And it's just an ongoing thing where the offensive side of the ball, I feel like we never get that. We're never like, we're seeing the very best of this guy. There's been a couple instances here and there, like Jerry Jeudy last year. But for the most part, we don't really ever have that.
Yeah, we're waiting for Cedric Tillman or any other wide receiver that Andrew Berry has drafted to show us a pulse. We got a little last year from Cedric, then he got hurt. And unfortunately, it just hasn't reappeared yet for him, even though there's plenty of time with him coming back. But you're right, Jonathan. There hasn't been that gleam, that hope of and tangible development that you see on the offensive side of the ball. And again, it leads to a very unentertaining product. And that's why the results every Sunday are not the least bit surprising. Dylan Gabriel's impossibly difficult to watch. This offense can barely score more than 17 points on a given week. It's not fun football for fans to watch. And it's part of the reason now, I mean, I guess good news is the Browns don't send out paper tickets to anyone because they'd be taped to telephone poles right now. You're seeing tickets going for $5, $6 on the secondary market if you want to watch Browns Ravens in a national television window on Sunday, the 425 window. So, it's not a lot of fun to watch this football team, especially on the offensive side of the football.
No question. But the part that is interesting to me is that I can name four different guys in the defensive side of the ball where you are seeing that growth. You are seeing that development. And these are veterans even in some instances, like Malik Collins, who is having just a Devin Bush, who's having awesome seasons.
Yeah.
And to me, that speaks on Jim Schwartz. And so I guess I would ask you, what do you think the possibility is, if they do fire Stefanski, that they're able to retain Jim Schwartz?
I think Jim Schwartz has the potential to become a head coach this offseason.
Head coach for the Browns this offseason? Okay.
No, somewhere.
Well, if he could be a head coach anywhere else, could it also be on the table he'd be the head coach here too?
Well, they didn't keep Mike Vrabel. That's worked out for them.
Well, I don't know. I would argue that Vrabel was more like, I'm going to go with the franchise that put me in their Hall of Fame and has a franchise quarterback right now. I think that was a smart Vrabel choice, is my interpretation of that.
Yeah, but I don't think that the Browns were all that interested in making a change last offseason either. But to your point, if you pay attention to how. Because the interesting thing that happened yesterday was we got more candor from the coordinators than we've gotten from this organization the entire year combined. Bubba Ventrone, Jim Schwartz, and Tommy Rees. All three of them, very candid in what they had to say. But I kind of felt like Schwartz, and he's always been a straight shooter in his media availabilities. He's always told it like it is. But I kind of feel like he took it up a notch yesterday when we were talking to him. And I'm not saying he's auditioning for anything. I had some people reach out to me, and text me, hey, is Schwartz auditioning here with some of these answers he's giving? I'm like, no, that's kind of how Jim Schwartz handles his business. But I think that a franchise would be wise to look at him as a head coach this offseason, considering some of the other names you're seeing circulating around the rumor mill as potential candidates. Jeff Hafley from the Packers, who, by the way, used to be an assistant coach here in Cleveland, is thought to be amongst those to be getting some consideration. But if you're going to consider him, I think you got to consider Jim Schwartz, too.
All right, Daryl, prediction time?
Ravens. I unfortunately probably will not be predicting the Browns to win a single game the rest of the season. Spoiler alert. I might change that, but definitely not Sunday. I think the Ravens win by 2 scores.
All right. Are you sure?
I'm very, very sure.
But Daryl, are you sure?
No. Yeah. I want you to just think one more second.
Okay.
Take your time.
Are you really sure?
Lamar Jackson is playing on Sunday, correct?
That sounds yes.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then,
so
yeah,
we want to stamp it down. You're sure about this?
Ravens by 2 scores, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So they don't cover
the
spread.
Not by like 10.
That's 2 scores.
So like 8.
That's
actually
that's
one score.
Score. Yeah.
That's a touchdown,
okay.
2-point conversion.
Yeah. All right, I'm seeing where the line in the sand is here, Daryl.
Well, what part of 2 scores didn't you understand, Nick?
What about 16 points?
You wanted to know the early line of 2 scores or where 2 scores goes into 3 scores?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, scores, that's a pretty vast horizon there, friend.
We're trying to cover some over-unders here and some spreads, Daryl.
Oh, one of those situations.
My friends in the desert. You know,
I was
going to
say, Fosse's got a great beat on something for me.
I was going to say, I don't know this is the week that we want to be concerning ourselves.
We got a poker game at Chauncey Billups' house later. We need things to talk about.
Yeah. And by the way, we're the face cards in this town, of course.
What is the spread for Sunday? I haven't looked.
Seven and a half.
Yeah, I'm going the over.
Over under 37.5, though, and it opened at 44. Vegas has bet this game down at a high rate.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the over on both.
All right, Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You bet, guys. You too.
Darryl Reiner there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. We'll react to what he had to say. And he checks his notes because he forgot what they were planning to do next. And patience and the Browns quarterback position in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In case you missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes here, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. It's a Football Friday. It is a F-off Friday. And while we get you ready for Browns-Ravens, I do think the reaction to a lot of different reports about the quarterback position reminds me that I think it's time we start getting everyone just to lower the temperature and maybe the expectations on the quarterback position and what you're going to set up for 2026.
Yeah, I don't want to yet, though. You're right. I don't want to yet. If the debates are, do you want Kyler Murray? Do you want Tua? And those are the high-end options.
You forgot Mac Jones.
I was going to throw Mac Jones in there.
Put McCorkle on there.
So Mac Jones is actually a good case study in this, because Mac Jones is the one of these options that is not maybe instantly want to vomit. And okay. So, like, that's good.
But if
that's a good sign.
If we had this conversation 7 weeks ago, you'd still want to vomit about Mac Jones.
Yes, he's changed a lot of perceptions. Now, here's the problem with Mac Jones, though. I get Mac Jones, but I don't get him with Kyle Shanahan. That's an issue for me.
But you get him with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, that's not good. The guy who thinks he's Kyle Shanahan, that's not good.
Discount Shanahan?
Although we might not even any part of that. We might not even have him.
Shanahan.
We might not even have him with Stefanski's the other equation to this. I need Mac Jones if I have a good offensive head coach, an actual good offensive head coach.
So Kevin Stefanski, yeah, two-time
Kevin
coach
Stefanski.
Of the year.
No, not that guy. That guy doesn't know what he's doing.
But he's been a two-time coach of the year. How can he be a bad coach if he's got a two-time coach of the year award?
I wonder.
Even I rolled for the camera. All right,
it wasn't for the camera.
But I think so. I do
it was,
think
it
the,
was for you.
I think the I think the Mac Jones thing is the perfect backdrop for this, because like no one in Indy was really clamoring for Daniel Jones, and by the way, they still shouldn't. He's not good, but one's clamoring for Daniel Jones.
They had to
previously.
Make that leap, though. They had to make that jump. They had to be like, all right, we're going to take a chance on Daniel Jones, and then they watched it materialize.
And I think that's going to be the position you're in.
The problem is that Mac Jones showcased what he could do, but I'm worried that he is very similar to Brock Purdy in that he's only able to do it in that setting. That's the worry I have with Mac Jones.
The worry I have is I don't want to give up a second or third round pick for a retread quarterback who might only be a product of
Shanahan?
Yeah, they have the same initials. It was throwing me off. Kyle Shanahan
KS
system.
Meet KS?
Yes.
Yeah.
See? A lot of people confuse them.
Dollar Store KS. Timu KS?
No, we already did it to Tua.
There's no alliteration. We got nothing. Yeah, we got nothing. The point is
Kmart?
That... There we go. Now we're talking.
May it rest in peace.
There's just never any lights on in that store.
Yeah.
You'd walk in and be like, it's...
By the way,
are you guys even open?
There was, before Wall Street did what it did, what it tried to do to GameStop, that it successfully did to Sears. Remember, Kmart was a fine business model that those hucksters ran all the money out of Kmart and then ran into the ground on purpose. Those corporate raiders. We could still have Kmart today.
I would just walk into a Kmart at like 3 in the afternoon, and I would be like, are you guys open? No one's here to greet me.
Because you don't know the glory.
There's like half the lights are on.
You don't know the glory of a Kmart.
No rows are filled with actual merchandise. What's going on here?
Kmart circa 1994, the lights were bright. Before the corporate raiders came in, I'm telling you, before the Sears stuff, there's a sweet spot where Walmart looked like nothing. And it was Kmart all the way. By the way.
That must have been a time.
Kmart had some fresh food, too. They were ahead of the game.
Isn't Walmart perceived to be better than Kmart, though?
Yeah, but that perception
I thought Kmart was where, I thought it was like if you went to Walmart, you're like, at least I'm not going to Kmart.
No. That became the perception. But
by the time I got to like understanding the world, that was the perception.
People in Medina will remember, like, think 1993's version of Kmart in Medina. Oh, what a paradise that was.
Yeah, by the time I got around to it,
96?
You'd walk in and be
real problematic.
You'd watch cockroaches just move everywhere. It's like, is it just that they existed in that world?
So it was so successful, Kmart was, in Medina, that they left that building and went across the road, down the road a little bit, and built a super Kmart. We had a super Kmart. It wasn't just Kmart. It was super. And boy...
Aren't the big Walmarts just called Super Walmarts, too?
Yeah, where do you think I got the idea from?
Nobody came up with anything?
It could have been like a great Walmart. Because if you put super in front of something, it makes always it
super.
Better.
Why was it always super?
Nick Wilson, good. Super Nick Wilson.
But I lived in Montana. I was like, we had a super Walmart in Montana.
No.
That's what we had. It was a super Walmart. It wasn't just a Walmart. It was a super Walmart.
Okay, and a normal Kmart, in its heyday, would make Super Walmart... look like normal Walmart. All right, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, that being said,
so Kevin Stefanski.
So Kmart, Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, so that's part of my hangup with Mac Jones. I think he's the most appetizing of the quarterbacks that we've discussed. But I still, how much of that even translates if it's not Shanahan there?
But I just, all of this is a lesson in if the Browns do get a veteran quarterback for next year, it's going to be off the reclamation heap. No one in Tampa clamored for Baker when he went there. People in Minnesota saw Sam Darnold.
It was a $5 million deal for backup and for Baker, and he had to compete against backups in order to win that job.
The same people that saw Sam Darnold as a $10 million stopgap just to get you to J.J. McCarthy, they're the people now saying we should have signed Sam Darnold and traded J.J. McCarthy. And it's a sleight of hand, I know, but like, it's either that or you take a guy with a top 10 pick. And by the way, in a year where a lot of people are saying you should just wait to 2027.
Yeah. And it's going to be a real issue because we're going to have to fall in love with one of these guys we don't want to fall in love with. And I hate that. I think it stinks. I'd feel a lot better about it, though, if we had a head coach that could actually develop a quarterback.
At this point, we just need a rebound. All right. Or a slump buster. However you want to look at this. Like, I don't need to fall in love right now. I just need to get in the bedroom.
I know, but the problem that's going to happen is that if we have somebody that looks anything close to decent, you know what's going to happen? We'll do what the Colts just did.
I thought you were going to say like 3 a.m. at the bar.
No.
Closing time.
Well, that's basically what the Colts just did. Yeah. Is that Daniel Jones in the right light looked good enough, and now after 8 games, they sold the house and getting Sauce Gardner, and they're locking themselves and committed to years with an S of Daniel Jones now being their franchise quarterback, and I don't know that that's the right bet.
Many men have fallen on that sword, too.
They hurried into that.
Yep.
And that's not, you don't want to turn the slump buster into the person you get married and have kids with.
It will be very funny, though, when Arch Manning comes out in 2027, and the pick that he actually goes to the Jets with will be from the Colts. Watching the Indianapolis meltdown will be hilarious in that.
I mean, they watched 7 games of Daniel Jones and was like, I guess this is it now. I guess we're getting married to him.
I guess he's just awesome. Never matter.
Oh, it's like, okay, that's a bold play if you want to do that. I still can't believe it.
I can. It's Indianapolis.
And it's not like they're regretting this or anything like that. They're very comfortable with this.
No.
They like this. They
the
like the spot that they're in right
year.
Now. It's going to come in a couple games or once he ends up getting injured and not playing in a playoff game this year. Like that happening.
I think he'll finish off the season. Maybe he'll get a playoff win. It's like the Giants. It's just going to be that same story.
So, but I don't want that for the Browns, though. I don't want that for the Browns.
Yeah,
where you
that's
end
like
up
the
just,
best case scenario right
I,
now.
I hate that, though. The idea that we fall in love with someone who, after like 6 or 7 games, shows us a glimpse of being decent at this whole thing. But and then all of a sudden we're committed.
It is 3 a.m. at the bar.
And you know they're going to course correct because where they told Baker that wasn't good enough, now they're going to turn around and be like, we're going to rush to the altar because this is as good as we're going to ever get.
Don't worry. When they screw it up, they will say, we own that. Which is going to, and they'll do the, and everything will be fine. Let's go with Jim in Strongsville. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, fella.
Northside Johnny, Nikki Blue Chew. How you boys doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you got for
Jim? Good.
Listen, I was thinking about something that you said earlier, Nick, to Daryl. Would we be happy if it was reversed and our offense was phenomenal and whatever, and our defense was the one that was a pile of garbage? And yeah, it would change everything. That one, that would mean we had a franchise quarterback. That would essentially be being the Cincinnati Bengals minus the injuries that are constant to their quarterback, Joe Burrow. I mean, think about that. Do you think they think they're a Super Bowl contender, even with a crappy defense, if they have a healthy Joe Burrow all year? Heck yeah, they do. It makes all the difference. You're 100% right. Once you get the quarterback right, everything else becomes easier. We just can't do that. And it drives me nuts. You talk about going in. Yeah, I'm one of the guys. Quit talking about the price of the tickets because I paid full price for four tickets. And now I got to go on Sunday with nobody else there. So all I'm going to do is drink myself to oblivion. And now it's a late game. So now I got to go home. I don't get a chance to take a nap and get Monday's going to be whatever. It just, they're throwing me off. If you're going to suck, be on at 1 o'clock. So I can go down there, get boozed up, go home, get to bed early, and make my Monday somewhat presentable. That's my wish for Browns.
Jim, how many tickets you got?
Four.
I'll give you $5 a ticket.
Dude, I couldn't find somebody to take my extra two to the Miami game. I ended up giving them to some dude at the bar at midnight on Saturday. He's like, I'll go to the game. I'm like, hey, dude, give me your email address. Let's go.
You sound like you had a slump buster.
You went to the game with this guy then?
No, our seats are kind of close. They're in the row behind my wife and I.
Okay, that's better.
He bought me a beer. It was all okay. I mean, it was fine.
What I'm pitching to you is that you only take a loss of 93% on this. I'm saving you about 7% on each one of those tickets. You're welcome.
My seats are club seats, Nick. It's worse than that.
That's what I was thinking. Horrifying. I was like, way more than the percentages Nick was throwing out right now.
Yeah, it's horrifying. It makes me want to throw up. And then they call me. They're like, yeah, do you want to? We have an opportunity for some sweet games for the Steelers and whatever. Are you interested? I have people coming in panic. Maybe I am interested. What about the four tickets I have? Well, we don't buy tickets back. You'll have to sell those. I was like, sell them. I can't give them away. Sell them? It's just delusional. The whole organization all the way through is completely delusional.
Yeah, but other than that, what do you think of them?
They tried to pull the limited time deal thing with me. Well, we have somebody interested in them. I'm like, I'm in sales, honey. You're not going to fool me with that one.
Full honey.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I love you guys.
I love you, buddy. Jim. All right.
By the way, I'm going to go to a game and get hammered. That part of it sounded fun.
I got his idea, though. He needed that nap in between. He didn't want to make his Monday bad. When you can forecast on Friday that the late time is going to ruin your Monday because you're going to get too hammered at the game, I get it.
Just take Monday off.
Well, that's easy. That's YOLO. The easy solution.
Yeah. You only live once, right? But you only have so many Mondays in a life.
And that sales business that he's in, though.
Is Monday a good sales day? You
just got to always be hustling, though. You always got to be hustling.
From watching the salespeople.
Sell me this pen.
That Monday they kind of slid into Monday slowly, and then they worked their ass off Tuesday through Thursday, and then they kind of slowed up on Friday. That's my recollection of most salespeople. I don't work enough with the salespeople here to know, but when I was an account services guy. Working directly with salespeople, it was on Monday and Friday, good luck finding someone. Tuesday through Thursday, business was good. But Monday and Friday, that's more the B-work kind of day in the sales community, and I was the B-work.
I can't find any patterns with our sales guys.
No?
I go down, I have no idea when anyone's ever going to be there. I assume they're always just doing things.
Because they're selling air. It's hard.
Not actual air. You mean air time? I think people...
No. So
you mean air time, or you mean actual air?
So I dabbled with the idea of maybe selling radio way back in the day, when I first got into business.
Yeah.
Back when I was in Akron. And my boy Fate was like...
There's a lot of on-air people that also sell I did that in, I didn't do it, but I worked with people that did that in basically every spot I've been to but this one.
But my boy Fate was like, here's the thing. It's the most difficult thing to sell because you're selling air. I never understood it until I went to a meeting with him and watched somebody try to process what they would actually be buying. And I'm like, all right, yeah, your job is much harder. You'd think it'd be like, I mean, 92.3 The Fan, all the success we've had,
yeah,
squeezing everybody out. We're doing a great job here. And then it's like, but you know, so I'm buying air? It's like, no, you're buying time on a very...
I wouldn't present it that way.
Well, yeah, there's a reason I'm not in sales. There's a reason why...
Yeah, I feel like that was a bad presentation on his behalf.
No. That's not how he presented to the client.
Oh, okay.
He presented to me.
I was like, you're not really buying it.
The man made the sale. The man made the sale.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Right then and there. He said it was his seventh time out there, though. Yeah. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.